Hi, everyone, and welcome to Total Celebrity Show. You can check me out on Twitter at Total Tutor and also neilhaley.com. And I'm excited to welcome the program the creator of the hit TV series Prison Break and author of The Far Shore, Paul Schuring. Paul, thanks for calling. How are you, man?
I'm good, and thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So you created a very successful TV series that I know that's coming back very, very soon. What made you want to write The Far Shore? Was it a thought process where, you know, you write about other things and have done other things and said, now I finally want to write a book?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of that classic one for me, one for you kind of thing. And, you know, obviously, I think a lot of people are familiar with the compromises you need to make in writing for Hollywood, because, you know, there's a lot of money on the line for the studios and the producers in terms of, you know, millions of dollars, and they want to make sure it's commercial. And what's commercial is not always rewarding in its entirety for the writer, you know. And so there just comes that point where you say, you know, I need to do something for me that, you know, has a deeper kind of meaning, has a greater kind of, hopefully, artistic value. And, you know, basically, I think if you don't have that in you as a writer, you're kind of soulless. So, you know, at some point, you always got to step outside of that machine and really try to find what matters to you and what you think your contribution to the world can be in terms of your writing. And so that was kind of the impetus for writing this novel.
You see the blast and the opportunity, as everyone loves to create characters and write something they're passionate about. You know that the Hollywood probably takes care of a lot more of the bills, but when you have something that's passionate, and that's what authors do, they write. So how did the story transpire that you created it?
Well, it's interesting is that, you know, that always that genesis process, you know, that initial kernel from the ether of a creative idea, it's always interesting to see where that, you know, where that started from. And for me, in this case, it's always different. You know, it might be an article you read or a person you pass in the street or what have you. And in this case, I can't remember specifically where I was exposed to it, but maybe I was watching a documentary or something. And they were talking about the job of a World War II medic, you know, and at that time they had very limited, you know, compared to now, they had very limited resources to soak these guys that were getting shot to hell. And I thought, you know, what a thankless, totally hopeless job to be a medic on a battlefield where, you know, millions of people are being killed and all you've got is some morphine and some band-aids. So, you know, every guy that you're stitching up, meanwhile 20 guys around you are getting shot, and this kind of perpetual loss and attrition around you despite your best efforts is, you know, I thought in a lot of ways, you know, that's an allegory for life in a lot of ways. You know, it's like how do you find the will to go on even though something else always pops up? And it also appealed to the Buddhist in me, you know, which is one of the central tenets of Buddhism, is that notion that, you know, life is filled constantly with sorrow and suffering, and how do you find a way out? And that was really kind of the crux of the, you know, the idea when it was born was, you know, you find somebody with kind of a spiritual crisis, which is, you know, the world's blown itself to hell, and I'm trying to be part of the answer, part of the solution, but how do I go on despite the apparent hopelessness of this?
Yeah, and that's definitely the kind of thing is when things are going wrong, what to do next, you know, and life and creating that character. So you talk about that backstory, but again, for the main character, is that a different way of writing, you know, writing Lily in a certain way of writing the main character as a woman from writing a book in a way? Can you kind of...
Yeah. For me, you know, I felt like, you know, on some level, obviously, the initial, you know, entree to this story was through this World War II medic. But on another level, I'm like, you know, I want this to be relevant now, you know, in the way that spiritual teachings like the Bible or, you know, the words of the Buddha are, you know, from 2,500 years ago in the case of the Buddha, or 2,000 years ago in the time of Christ. It's, you know, how do we make it relevant now? And so on one level, I'm like, I can just write a book that takes place in, you know, 1944. But on some level, you know, that feels a little, you know, irrelevant on some level to the modern audience. And so I started to get this idea that perhaps the story is a mystery that is to be unveiled by a contemporary woman who doesn't realize, you know, she had this grandfather who had gone on this kind of search that Gray ends up going on, because I wanted to, you know, I wanted to espouse the idea that, you know, suffering is not just on the battlefield, but it's in our, you know, day-to-day life. It's in our, you know, every, you know, what seems quotidian and seems petty and small, and, you know, the bills that we can't pay or the little arguments we have at work or stuff, that's suffering too. And how do you deal with that? And so I lens the whole thing through Lily, and she's, you know, she's the modern, you know, 140 characters or less, you know, type of
exactly
narrator. In that, you know, one of the things I made, you know, in her chapters, a decision I made was to make no paragraphs longer than a sentence, which feels very now to me, you know. And then, of course, when you go back and you find Gray's letters, you know, this guy was writing these letters in 1944, and of course they're paragraphic, and you know they're overflowing with prose. But I kind of wanted you know, at once show a stylistic difference between the characters, but as the story goes on, Lily starts to realize, wow, I'm actually the same as this guy, even if the style is not the same. I have the same yearning for deliverance, for emancipation and enlightenment that this guy did.
Well, it seems like it for sure. And I think that what you're saying by creating this character, Lily, it's really about the backstory of the World War II, but to make it relevant for these today's times, put Lily involved, so Lily has to really learn about what happened and why did this occur and understand and discover who her grandfather was, right? And that's a lot of what the story's about, correct?
Yeah, and again, I mean, you know, I didn't want it to be this overt, you know, I don't want to bludgeon the audience to death with kind of the spiritual search and, you know, again, first and foremost, the story is this mystery story, which is, you know, what happened to her grandfather, this man that went missing right in action in World War II. But, you know, the way this comes to her is that an air finder shows up on her door. And that was another very fascinating character I didn't know about, which is, you know, and I don't know if you're familiar with them, but there are these people out there that contact you. They come and find you, and their whole shtick is that, you know, you have lost assets in your family, right? And basically, we can help you find, you know, this $50,000 or whatever it is. But their whole shtick is that they take 30% of it, and they really just need you to unlock it so they can get their 30%. But in this case, you know, Gray, her grandfather, apparently had, you know, bought some stock before he went off to World War II and apparently died. And that stock in the last 70 years has, you know, turned into $16 million worth of, you know, stock, and Lily is the sole heir. So what really the structure of the story is the missing man story, is if I can find out what happened to my grandfather, then I can lay claim to the $16 million. So it's a treasure hunt.
Wow.
On the surface. And of course, the treasure, of course, evolves and changes into a greater kind of spiritual search as the book goes on.
All right. Well, update, Prison Break. When is it coming back again on Fox as well, Paul?
Yeah, Prison Break. They just released the release date, as it were. That's coming back April 4th, and Far Shore is coming out March 7th. So busy time this spring for me.
All right. Well, fantastic. Where's the best place we can find information on you, Paul? Where can we go?
There's Twitter account for Paul T. Schuring. There's paultschuring.com and Instagram, Paul T. Schuring, are probably the best places to start.
All right, Paul. Well, good talking to you. I'd love to have you back. Talk about Prison Break at one point in time as well. I appreciate you taking the time, and best of luck.
All right, Neil. Thank you. Very much appreciate it.
All right, take care, Paul. Okay, see ya. Bye-bye. You're listening to the Total Celebrity Show. We'll be back in just a moment.